When a soldier is captured by the enemy and they surrender, they walk away, they do what they're told because they have no other choice, because they have some weapon being pointed at them. But in the spiritual life, in our walk with God, in the our relationship with God that we are all called to have, we are called to surrender. But it's not because something's pointing at us, not because we're going to get in trouble, but because surrender has a capacity to take us to a deeper, more beautiful, more precious, and a more powerful place in our lives. So often I know in my life, sometimes I feel like I could tell God what to do. I feel like I could tell God, if you only did these things, life would be better. But the truth is, what I've discovered over time, that sometimes submitting and surrendering to the things that God calls us to do, and the seasons that God takes us through, and the things that happen in our life, and having joy and peace in the midst of sometimes very difficult things and sometimes joyful things, that surrender takes us to a place where we find God in a far more important place. Surrendering to God, laying ourselves down and allowing ourselves to say, God, your will be done in me. We read in the scriptures a story, a gospel story. So we're going to pick this story up in Matthew chapter 19. Then Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it'll be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, then who can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said, for mortals it's impossible, but for God all things are possible. And then Peter, and this is beautiful what Peter says. Then Peter said in reply, look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? And Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The young fellow comes up to Jesus one day who's wealthy, and he says, well, what should I do? And Jesus comes along and he lists five, six of the Ten Commandments. And so this young man said, well, I've been doing that. And then Jesus says to him, but there's one other thing you need to do. Sell everything you have and give them away. Jesus is not really talking about all the things he possesses. What Jesus is really talking about, what are the things that grab our heart? What are the things that grab the center of us? What are the things that are the most important to us? If you truly want to have life to the full, take the things that have the place of me in your life, and you need to move them aside and allow me to be that center place in your life that everything else rotates around.